coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on the 16th Sunday after Trinity. My name is Tapani Simayoki and I'm very pleased to present to you one of four cantatas written for the Church's worship on this Sunday by the greatest of all church musicians, Johann Sebastian Bach. Today's Gospel reading is from the 7th chapter of Luke, where Jesus brings back to life the son of the widow of Nain. It's a powerful passage, revealing both Jesus' love and compassion for those who suffer from the deadly effect of sin in the world, and his authority over death itself. Most importantly, it's a wonderful foreshadowing of Jesus' own mission on earth, God's only son, and the son of the now widowed Mary, who himself was headed for death on the cross as a sacrifice for the world's sins, and his resurrection on the third day to destroy the power of death, not only for the occasional widow's son, but for all who believe in him. As you can imagine, this gospel reading is a rich fountain for preachers to draw from to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to their congregations. If for any reason you haven't been able to attend church today, may I be so bold as to direct you to the website of the church body I serve, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, which you will find at lutheran.co.uk. Find the directory of congregations and follow the links to one of the congregational websites, many of which will have online sermons for on-demand listening. That's certainly the case for the congregation I serve, Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham. You can find us at oslc.org.uk. The message of today's Gospel, as of all Scripture, is timeless. However, there are times and places where certain passages are particularly apt or poignant. That seems to have been the case with the account of the raising of the widow's son at Bach's time, and certainly for Bach himself. As I have related in the past, Bach was closely acquainted with death from an early age. When he was 9, he lost both his parents within a short time of each other. Whilst in his mid-30s, he came back from a long journey with his then-employer to find that his first wife had died and been buried in his absence. Of the 20 children born to him through 2 marriages, only 9 outlived him. Nor was his experience in any way extraordinary at a time of high death rates, especially for children and for women of childbearing age. Therefore, a passage proclaiming Jesus' power over death, the hope that death will not have the last word, but those who die in Christ will be raised on the last day, never to die again, was a particular comfort. As St. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, who had lost some of the members of their church, "We grieve, but not as those who have no hope." We already heard one of the cantatas Bach wrote for this Sunday, "Komm du süße Todesstunde," on the 5th Sunday in Lent. It's a beauty, and worth hearing again. Just go to Lutheran Radio UK's website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and follow the links to the program page for Sunday Cantata. In Bach's lifetime, that cantata doubled as a funeral cantata. The work we are about to hear today is specifically a Sunday cantata, but it too is funereal, in the best possible sense. The cantata in question is BWV 95, Christus Deris Mein Leben, Christ is my life. Although it is not a chorale cantata, BWV 95 is from Bach's first cycle of cantatas after his appointment to the churches of Leipzig in 1723, it is built around 4 Lutheran chorales, each of which is a funeral hymn. With his customary and inimitable skill, Bach weaves the texts and melodies of these well-known hymns together with original music he wrote for newly written poetry, an instrumental accompaniment. The author of the libretto is unknown. The combination of texts and melodies from different sources together with highly colourful instrumental writing makes this cantata an unusual and highly rewarding experience. Let's have a look at it in a bit more detail. The work begins with a brief, sprightly instrumental introduction for strings and 2 oboes, playing a syncopated figure in thirds. Brief though it is, it introduces the mood of the whole work. Focused on death, yet full of joy and life. The choir then comes in with the opening words of a hymn by an anonymous poet, Christus Der ist mein Leben. The melody was composed by Melchior Vulpius and published in 1609. Christ is my life. To die is my reward. I shall surrender to him with gladness. I depart. Based on words of St. Paul in the first chapter of Philippians, this hymn stanza explains the strangely positive mood. For the Christian, death is not a defeat, but the portal to the heavenly joys of God's kingdom. The tenor soloist then continues with a highly ornamented accompanied recitative that develops this theme. With gladness, yea, with joyful heart, I shall depart from here. And if today I were told, you must, I would be willing and prepared to return my wretched body, my wasted limbs, mortality's cloak, into earth's bosom. My dying words are on my lips. Ah, could I but this day sing them. This accompagnato is followed almost immediately with the briefest of introductions by the choir returning with the first verse of Martin Luther's paraphrase of the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon. In peace and joy I now depart, according to God's will. I am consoled in heart and mind, calm and quiet. As God has promised me, death has become my sleep. With the appearance of a hymn from the cradle of the Reformation, Bach appears to pay homage to the past with the introduction of a third solo wind instrument. What this instrument was in 1723 is far from clear from the markings in the score, leaving conductors to come up with their own best guess. In today's recording from Bach Collegium Japan, it's a slide horn that will be joining the oboes in introducing Luther's hymn. After this striking medley comes a soprano recitative bidding farewell to the world where citizens of the heavenly city are merely sojourning as legal aliens. As the final line suggests, the recitative leads without a pause to the following movement. Now, false world, now I have nothing more to do with you. My house is now in order. I can rest far more gently than I could with you, beside your Babel's waters, where I had to swallow the salt of lust, when in your pleasure gardens I could only gather Sodom's apples. No, no. Now I can say with calmer spirit, what follows is the very popular chorale by the great Lutheran theologian Valerius Herberger, Wahlet will ich dir geben, I take my leave of you. Bach puts the melody into a gentle 3-4 rhythm with lively oboe accompaniment, giving it almost the feel of an aria. I take my leave of you, O false and wicked world. Your sinful, evil existence displeases me greatly. It is good to live in heaven. That is where I desire to be. There God will always reward those who served him here. This chorale, the third of the 4 funeral hymns used by Bach in this cantata, was also used by him in the St. John Passion, which goes to show how important it was to the composer. Incidentally, while Herberger's hymn is sung very little in the English-speaking world, the tune by Melchior Teschner is very popular with the Palm Sunday hymn, All Glory, Lord and Honor. The tenor now returns with a brief recitative expressing in passionate terms the longing for the end of this life and the coming of death, of which St. Paul wrote in Philippians 1. Ah, could it but swiftly come to pass that I might behold death, the end of all distress within my body. I would choose death as my best reward and count every moment till it descended. This is followed by the only actual aria in the whole piece, also for the tenor. Ah, strike then soon, blessed hour, your last and final stroke. Come, come, I extend my arms to you. Come, set an end to my distress. O long-desired day of death. The music is highly evocative, with the plucked bass strings ringing the funeral bells for which the singer is longing, while the higher strings, also plucked but at a faster tempo, seem to be ringing the distant sound of more heavenly bells. Altogether, Bach manages to conjure up a most magical atmosphere, such that the morbidity that is in danger of taking the stage is kept well away. The aria ends abruptly on a short note, almost as if the singer had received what he asked for. Now, however much we enjoy the music, a modern hearer might be getting rather tired of this message, morbid or not. Why would anyone go on and on about death, let alone express a desire for his hasty arrival? To this question, the final recitative sung by the bass gives an eloquent answer. For I know this, and believe it most truly, that from my grave I have sure admittance to my Father. My death is but a sleep, through which the body, weakened here through sorrow, can come to rest. If a shepherd seeks his lost sheep, why should Jesus not find me again, since he is my head and I am his limbs? Thus I can now with happy spirit build on my Saviour, my blessed resurrection. When you put it like that, the question is turned on his head. Who wouldn't want that? We close with a beautiful setting of the fourth funeral hymn, full of the hope of the resurrection. Since you have arisen from death, I shall not remain in the grave. Your final word is my assent. You can banish the fear of death, for where you are, I shall come, that I with you may ever live and be. Thus I depart with joy. These beautiful words by Nikolaus Hermann, who probably wrote the tune as well, are harmonized simply but beautifully, while the first violins play a soaring descant above, a final musical picture of the Christian's ascent to be with the risen Savior. We will now hear the whole of BWV 95, Christus Deris Mein Leben, in a performance by the choir and orchestra of Barclaygium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Midori Suzuki, soprano, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. You will find this recording on volume 11 of BCJ's complete set of Bach sacred cantatas, published by the Swedish label BIS. It's made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com. The English translation of the words is by Richard Stokes.
Thank you. dass ich den Tod, das Ende aller Not, in meinen Gliedern könnte sieh. Ich wollte ihn zu meinem Leibgedien gewähren und alle Stunden nach ihm zehren.
Thank you.
hört den allerletzten Glockenschlag. Schlage doch bald den allerletzten Glockenschlag. Ich weiß dies und glaub es ganz gewiss, dass ich aus meinem Grabe ganz einen sichern Zugang zu dem Vater habe. Mein Tod ist nur ein Schlaf, dadurch der Leib, der ihr von Sorgen abgenommen, ein Hirte sein verlorenes Schaf. Wie sollte Jesus mich nicht wiederfinden, da er mein Haupt und ich sein Gliedmaß bin? So kann ich nun mit frohen Sinnen mein selig auferstehen auf meinen Heiland grün.
That was cantata number 95 by Johann Sebastian Bach, Christus, der ist mein Leben, performed by Bach Collegium Japan and soloists Midori Suzuki, Makoto Sakurada and Peter Koi. The conductor was the founder of Bach Collegium Japan, Masaaki Suzuki. Thank you very much for joining me for this episode of Sunday Cantata. I do hope and pray that you have enjoyed the music as much as I have, and that the message of the resurrection will have given you joy and hope for your daily life. Tune in again next week for the next episode of Sunday Cantata. In the meantime, keep tuning into Lutheran Radio UK for all our other programs. And visit our website at lutheranradio.co.uk to listen to past episodes of Sunday Cantata and just about every episode of every program ever aired on Lutheran Radio UK. You won't regret it. I'm Pastor Tapani Simayoki from Fareham, Hampshire, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.